You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday. We got football coming up tonight. We'll check in with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers shortly. Seton Pauley, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. College football fans, you can stream the Notre Dame versus Toledo game exclusively on Peacock. Saturday at 2:30 Eastern. Don't miss a moment of the action. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up now. We say good morning to our streaming partner, Peacock. Also, radio affiliates around the country. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio lineup. One of the reasons the NFL has become so popular is the unique ability to provide constant entertainment, even in the offseason. From February with the Super Bowl through August, it seems like the NFL dominates the news cycle. And that creates a lot of anticipation for the season. You got Tom Brady and you got the Cowboys. So it's a big deal. And we don't know if it's going to live up to the hype. Bucks are 7.5, 8-point favorites. And Dallas reportedly won't have their Pro Bowl offensive lineman, Zach Martin. Dak Prescott might be a little bit rusty when you consider he missed last year with that ankle injury, dealing with a sore shoulder in camp. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers are fully loaded, ready to go. Tom Brady says, I'm throwing the ball like I was 24 years of age. And is there going to be a Super Bowl hangover? As long as we're not too careful in overreacting, it's a long season, longer than ever. Not to sound too much like an NFL coach, but this is just one of 17 games, even if the whole nation is watching. I found it interesting where Brady was talking about his arm strength, because we could look at Peyton Manning. We could look at Drew Brees. Dan Marino had issues later in his career. Phillip Rivers, I don't know if he ever had a strong arm. Joe Montana, you know, at some point, it feels like you're fighting your arm, like you're trying to squeeze out whatever you can. And this game moves so fast and continues to move so fast. And you have to have that ability to be able to throw and throw with velocity. And you have to be able to hit a spot. Tom Brady says, hey, I'm throwing like I'm 24. And maybe so. And if that's the case, that's bad news for defenses. Obviously, great news for the Buccaneers. We get caught up in let's rank who has the best wide receiving core. You know, does Tampa have the best wide receiving core? And we put in Gronk in there, you know, O.J. Howard. Okay. Dallas has great wide receivers. Okay. Kansas City has great wide receivers. All it takes is really two wide receivers. Because if you're going to say rank the wide receivers, I mean, Tennessee's got two great wide receivers. Do I want to have a great wide receiver and a great tight end? I'm going to guess Patrick Mahomes would rather have a great wide receiver and a great tight end as opposed to two great wide receivers. And that's what Kansas City has. Nobody has what Kansas City has. Now, you can say that they don't have depth at the wide receiving position, and that's true. But the best wide receiving core, if I include Travis Kelce with Tyreek Hill, it's still Kansas City. I can have other guys in there. You can only throw to one guy at a time. Dallas, okay. Let's just see how that all plays out. It sounds like we got a lot of great receivers. We've got a lot of depth there. Okay. I'm not sold on Tampa Bay's weapons, you know, their wide receivers. I mean, Gronk's a year older. He had a great Super Bowl. I got Chris Godwin, who's injured. Mike Evans, I'm asking a lot of. Can you trust Antonio Brown? Like, it looks good, sounds good, but is it really good? I know Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill are great, and they're in their prime. I don't know about these other wide receivers. Or throw in, like, who has a tight end other than, I guess, San Francisco with George Kittle, but they don't have a Tyreek Hill. That's what you need. Give me an offensive line. Kansas City went out. They bolstered their offensive line. That's why they lost the Super Bowl. If you don't have time to throw, I don't care if you have Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't matter. And we saw that with Mahomes, who has athleticism. He couldn't escape Tampa Bay. You have an offensive line, then you can win. Tom Brady had an offensive line. I mean, he won because of the defense, but If Tom Brady's offensive line is great again this year, then Tampa's going to be playing for a Super Bowl again because that defense is great. But also keep this in mind. There's usually two or three things that happen during a season for a team that's really good and maybe wins the Super Bowl. It's rare where you go wire to wire and you go, man, they were awesome. Tampa was suspect. They were 7-5, I believe, after 12 games. And we were going, man, are they going to be a wild card team? We weren't quite sure. They roughed up Green Bay. But you still were like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like they've got that rhythm. And in fairness, you know, you didn't really have training camp, preseason games. What Brady did was even more remarkable because he went in there, went from the AFC to the NFC. You go to a new system. You got new weapons. You're trying to recruit Antonio Brown. You're bringing in Gronk. You're trying to figure out what kind of offensive line you're going to have. The offensive line is trying to figure out how you play and how you block in accordance to that. What Brady did was even more remarkable. You know, we talk about these, oh, LeBron was in the bubble. Yeah, but everybody else was in the bubble. Yeah, I still looked at degree of difficulty, and I give him a little bit more than just one title for that. Others will argue with me, but that's okay. I think being in there, and the fact that the Lakers, like, they were going to walk out. You know, you had players who were going to walk out of the bubble. They were upset. And, you know, you had a lot of drama in there. What Brady was trying to do, we didn't know that he was playing on a knee that needed surgery. That's a lot of stuff going on there. But this is what happens during a season. High hopes. Maybe you get off to a good start. Maybe you don't. And then all of a sudden you start to play well or you don't. Like it, all it is it's kind of like an EKG. I mean, you're not flatlining. It's going to be high highs, low lows. You're going to go Steelers 11-0. And then you're going to go, what happened to the Steelers? I mean, Seattle was unbelievable to start. Like Russ, he's cooking MVP. And you're going, wait, what happened to Seattle's offense? A lot of this has to do with injuries, the schedule, back-to-back games, when you have your bye week. Now, there's just so much that you throw into the blender here. Now I get a 17th game here, and that's why it's really difficult to handicap. Do I know what to expect from Dallas's defense? No. Hey, you got Micah Parsons. Okay. I could use like four more of them. Tampa, just because you have everybody back doesn't mean that you're better. I still have doubts about Gronk this year and Antonio Brown. You know, the consistency. It might be the last year for both of them. That defense, no Super Bowl hangover. Are you going to be able to do what you did? Where was that defense earlier in the year? Being consistent every week in and week out. And getting home field advantage. Like, that's really important. Unless you're the Packers. But have home field advantage. How good is your division? How many wins do you need to win your division? How many games do you need to host a first-round playoff? These are all things. Can we get a bye week? These are all really important things. And it doesn't seem like much during the regular season where you go, oh, man, they lost that game. And it could be that game that prevents them from having home field advantage in the NFC title game or a second round. You're not quite sure. But as much of a given as Patrick Mahomes is, he got blown out in the Super Bowl. Out of eight quarters in the Super Bowl, he's had one great one. So that the heir apparent to Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers has not played well on the big stage. Didn't have any offensive line. You can have all those weapons. We forget about that. It's usually offensive line, defensive line. Who is balanced? Go back to the Eagles. I remember during the regular season, and I was told by a scout, look, don't sleep on the Eagles. They have the best offensive line and defensive line. I'm like, you got Nick Foles quarterbacking. Or Carson Wentz, you know, got injured against the Rams. The reason why Eli Manning is going to the Hall of Fame is because he had a very good offensive line and a tremendous defensive line. Come up with a couple plays. That's all. Tom Brady didn't look great in the Super Bowl. Had a couple of bad throws. Like it's tricky when you're we could be looking at the Rams winning a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. We could be looking at Jimmy Garoppolo winning a Super Bowl. All it takes is one or two plays. And it always, 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 always comes down to, can you make a defensive stop? And I know I say this every year, and no one listens. And then you listen when it's all said and done. You still have to play great defense. You might not have a great defense, but you have to play great defense at some point. Like Chris Jones in the Super Bowl, Shaq Barrett. Chris Jones should have been the MVP in the Super Bowl. Shaq Barrett was unbelievable. That's what you need. All this offense, and it comes down to, can you make a stop? Right? Malcolm Butler, Seattle, New England, going up and down, up and down, and up and down, and then what happens? The greatest play in Super Bowl history. So as many teams as you want to throw in and say, can they win? There's probably six teams that can win the Super Bowl. There might be an outlier. There always is every year. There's a couple that go up, a couple that drop down. Scheduling has a lot to do with that. You know, what is our schedule? But that's what's great about the NFL. They do give a lot of teams a chance. But this year feels like it's top heavy. And with that comes some teams that are not going to be good at all. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking back at the Buccaneers. November of last year, they start out the month on national TV losing 38-3 to the Saints, and people were crushing. They beat the Panthers the next week. Then they lost to the Rams and they lost to the Chiefs. They had three home losses in November and then a bye week, and the coverage was rough.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, Brady peaked, this and this. They look good early. Then they won their next four home games and four playoff games.
It's who gets hot at the right time, and we see this every single playoff. Where you go, boy, that team is coming on. You know, the Titans a couple of years ago went to the AFC title game. Like, you just get that team that they figure it out at the right time, or get guys back and they're healthy. And that'll be the same thing this year. But offensive line, defensive line, how good are you? Can you put pressure on the quarterback? And can you keep that pressure off your quarterback? We spent a little bit of time about 30 minutes ago talking about the Washington football team. Looks like they're going to change the nickname from Washington football team, and it will go into effect next season. And we brought up some of the names that they're considering: the Red Hogs, the Red Wolves, Brigade, Armada. But what happens is you kind of leak it out to let the media dispense it, and then you get the reaction to it. That's usually what happens. A team will do that. Joe in North Carolina. Hi, Joe.
And Dan, I just want to say thank you for having me. And 6 foot, 250. Dan, I liked what you think about. How about the Washington Water Gators?
The Water Gators. I like it. I mean, it's funny. But could you spell it G-A-T-O-R-S, Water Gators, instead of the Watergate Hotel? Every time I drive by the Watergate Hotel, like, you just go, God, what were they thinking back then? That you're going to go, let's break in and let's get some information here. And you're going, right there, it happened. Crazy. Water Gators. James in Virginia. Hey, James, what do you think about the new nickname for Washington?
Good morning, brother. Happy Thursday. Thank you for taking my call, man. We are Washington. Man, I think the most important thing that they have done, man, is they've kept the burgundy and gold around, man. Yeah. I was telling all my friends, man, if they got rid of the colors, then I was a free agent, man, and I was free to pick a new team. But the fact they kept the burgundy and gold around, I think you're going to see a lot of hardcore fans support them whatever name they choose. I thought the Washington football team, man, is a classy name. You know, the football team. They did well with the logo, man. And, but for me, man, if they are going to have a team name. Out of the names that you said, to me it's the Red Wolves for various reasons, man. I think it could just a pack, you know, attacking, man. I think you get to keep the R. You can bring back the old R logo, man. So it's a lot of good things, man. I'm excited to see what can happen with it, man. But, you know, it just remains to be seen. We are Washington, man. I appreciate you
taking
my call.
Thank you, James. Thank you, James. I think keeping the R is interesting. Good call by James. keep the colors and keep that R. That's important. I like Brigade. Pro Football Focus wide receivers. McLevin just sent this to me. Tampa has the number one receiving core. Then it's Dallas. Then it's Kansas City. Buffalo is after that. Tennessee Titans getting Julio Jones to go along A.J. Brown. Let's see. Minnesota Vikings are in there. Adam Thielen. Yeah, you forget about him. Justin Jefferson in there. I just don't know about that team. That could be, oh boy, they're surprising people. Or it could be, ooh, they didn't surprise anybody. Denver Broncos, they have talent. Cortland Sutton is good. But, you know, you got Teddy Bridgewater throwing to him. Jerry Jeudy, how about we hold on to a football? I think Noah Fant is good. I like Noah Fant. Who else do we have in here? You have Noah Fant, but you have Noah Chance to win.
Hey.
Thank you, Todd. The Niners are in here. Debo Samuel. You got Kittle. Yes, McLevin.
This whole thing is silly. The wide receiver ranking. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have wide receivers. That's why the Broncos had those guys last year. And they didn't do anything.
I know. Got to have an offensive line.
And an O-line, yeah.
Yeah, got to have that.
I mean, Atlanta had Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones last year and started out 0-7.
See, the Falcons are one of the great mysteries for me. I can't wait to watch the Falcons. You got good wide receivers, even though you lost Julio Jones. You got Pitts in there. Matt Ryan is still a good quarterback. I'm curious if they play spoiler in that division. Could they be better than the Saints? I know. Crazy as that may sound. Just throwing that out there. I got to take a break here.
You're just warming up.
I know. And I got to take Derek Jeter to task coming up here in a little bit. We're going to have a hot take contest coming up. All right. We don't do hot takes, but today is an exception. NFL season hot takes. The Danettes will offer up a hot take. I decide if it is a hot take and how hot it is. The level of hotness. We'll check in with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. We'll do so next here on the Dan Patrick Show. We're getting older, and that's inevitable. But that doesn't mean you have to slow down. That's why M-Drive is going to help you everyday supplement for driven guys who refuse to let age beat them. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients support healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle and giving you the energy you need to fight back against aging every single day. Visit mdrivedan.com. Try for yourself. This month only, take 20% off your first order, promo code Dan. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Aging is inevitable, but slowing down doesn't have to be. I was thinking of hooking up Adam Sandler with M-Drive because his birthday's today. And I thought, you know, maybe I could help out Sandman with more movies here. M-Drive helps you perform at your best with top-level T-support. You don't have to slow down. Join a community of driven guys like me who refuse to let age slow them down. Go to mdrivedan.com. Take 20% off with the promo code Dan. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. More phone calls coming up. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Tim Kalashaw. Oh, he's on the road. He's in Tampa. That's a journalist there. Dallas Morning News columnist, ESPN Around the Horn contributor. Look at that. On the road, spending some company money.
We're traveling for the first time in a couple of years. Didn't go to any road games last year.
Who has more pressure on them for the Dallas Cowboys this season? If I go Dak, Mike McCarthy, Jerry Jones, other?
I would say Dak. I think McCarthy's pressure will come quickly after one season that wasn't good. And on him, I would say very quickly, it doesn't help him that Jerry stayed so long with Jason Garrett as he did. 9.5 years. I think he realizes he had this belief in Garrett as a person because he'd known him for 25 years, and it didn't work. He has no such belief with McCarthy. He just brought him here because he was a winning coach 10 years ago in Green Bay Now do it again. So I think his time will be fairly quick. But because of the contract, because of the injury, because of everything else, I think it's immediately on Dak. And Dak needs to have a special season to kind of make everyone feel like, okay, this wasn't a big mistake to go all in with $160 million on this guy.
Well, it's one thing to be a cute story, and then all of a sudden you get paid and it's no longer a cute story.
Right.
Dak Prescott's not a cute story anymore.
No, he's not the overachieving fourth round pick anymore. He's the guy who makes more than every quarterback who's ever played in a Super Bowl, except for Patrick Mahomes. And some people tell you his deal is better than Mahomes' deal. So, yeah, it's you know, whether it should be about the money or not, it is. And there is a salary cap. And while he's not killing them against the cap now, he's third on the roster this year. But then it starts going up very quickly. And we've seen other teams struggle when a quarterback is chewing up 18-19% of the cap. We've seen teams not win because of that.
How's morale going into this season in Dallas?
I'm fine. The Dallas Morning is ready to go. We've got four riders here, and we feel good about our predictions and our deadlines. But if you mean the Cowboys and fans, I just think it's very apprehensive because of this who they're playing. If they were playing a normal game, if they were playing the Giants, who they used to open every season against, I think everybody would feel wonderful. But you have no Zach Martin, so your best lineman's gone again. Dak hasn't played in 11 months. All the things that hang over this team. And you're playing not just a Super Bowl team, but a Super Bowl team that a week ago the coach was calling them out saying, I'll play the starters into the second half if we don't get this thing going. And Brady comes out and goes 7-for-7, and they got a touchdown. It feels like they're ready to go play the playoffs, and the Cowboys didn't even bother with the exhibition season.
Are you convinced the Cowboys are a playoff team?
I wouldn't say convinced. That's a strong word. I think it's a two-team race between Dallas and Washington. I don't think there's a lot to separate the two. I think Washington is – if they can get a decent season out of Fitzpatrick, they might be the better team because they're so much better defensively. But I don't know if he can hold up for 17 games and not fall apart as he usually has. If Dallas has reasonable health, just normal NFL health, I think they'll win the division.
Dallas starts out with Tampa and then at the Chargers. So they could be conceivable to be 0-2, and then I know they have three easier games after that. But if they start out 0-2,
yeah.
What do you think? Like, you got to preach patience, but Jerry doesn't have patience sometimes.
No, and it's those easier games. Yeah, there's three home games coming up, New York, Philly, and Carolina. Well, just because those teams all had losing records, now I don't think Philly's very good. But I don't know what Carolina's going to do this year. It's second year for those coaches and all. And New York, they beat the Cowboys at the end of last year, and they got Barkley back. So if you're 0-2, easy games are gone, and all those games start to look tougher. Now, if you avoid 0-2, the Cowboys don't play a team that had a winning record, for whatever that's worth, between Tampa and Kansas City in the middle of November. So they have a long stretch against teams that were 500 or worse. They can do some damage if they can get their act together. But I think, like to your point, the Chargers is a very tough second game at LA. I mean, that team should be pretty good. Somebody's going to be pretty good in that division besides the Chiefs. It might be the Chargers.
And really all you're asking the Cowboys to do is be average on defense. Because if you have an above average offense, then – are they capable of being an average defense?
They're not good at defensive tackle, and their defensive ends have not played well or been available the last year or two. So there's a lot of excitement about Micah Parsons and a great rookie pick. And there's some excitement about Keanu Neal coming in from Atlanta. But they're really just replacing two linebackers everybody was excited about before, Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch, a first-round pick and an almost first-round pick. So it's like they're trying to get this linebacker thing right, but if your defensive tackles in front of them are no good, and Neville Gallimore's not going to play, and Tristan Hill hasn't practiced with the team yet, then you're just got a bunch of guys up in front of him. Then you're back to having linebackers making tackles 7 yards down the field. I think tonight Tampa Bay has a great chance to run the ball a lot and do what teams did to Dallas last year. And if that happens, then everybody's gonna freak out and think this thing isn't getting better at all.
Always great to talk to you. Glad you're traveling. Have fun tonight, Tim.
Good to be here in this wonderful setting.
Yes, I can tell. The ambiance looks really, really nice. Thank you, bud. That's Tim Kalishaw. Only the best for Tim Kalishaw, you know, when you're with Dallas Morning News and you're traveling. ESPN also around the horn contributor. Let's bring in Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. Unlike anybody else does, he also hosts Sports Day Tampa Bay podcast. Before we talk about tonight, Rick, with the Buccaneers, go back to when they were, 7-5? You had 3 losses in 4 games. What was happening then, and then what happened after that that changed the Buccaneers' season?
I think what was happening was sheer panic at that point. But, you know, it was a situation where Tom Brady got with Bruce Arians. They were supposed to play golf. The league wouldn't let them. They had sort of some long telephone conversations, I think, without Byron Leftwich. And basically, Tom said, hey, here's what I need. I need more play action. I need more, motion, pre-snap motion. We got to run the ball more. We got to be more committed to this. And I think it sort of evolved the offense a little quicker towards the second half. And they were a tired football team. You know, they had played a lot of games. They played a couple of 3-point losses to the Rams and the Chiefs, and they really just felt like they needed that break, and they came back and they caught fire.
Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting that teams always have these moments where there's a dip, you know, some point in this season, and then they start to figure it out later in the season. Those teams that are caught fire, they have momentum going into the postseason. How confident were you, though, in the last month of the season, if I would have said, hey, this team's going to win the Super Bowl?
I think after they got on a run, just talking to the coaches and watching them, they really felt like they were getting better each week. The schedule got a little easier. They came out, I think they were down 17 points to the Falcons, and it was really dark and gloomy. But Brady came back, and I think he threw 5 touchdown passes that day. And, you know, they just felt like the more time they were together, I think people underestimate, you know, what COVID and Tom changing, you know, systems and not knowing the plays. I mean, he's trying to memorize plays on the way on a bus to New Orleans, you know, and so there was a big learning curve there. And I just think they got better, you know, as they played.
Also, Brady played the season with a partially torn MCL. How did they hide that?
That's a good question, man. I wish I had the answers to all these. I'm not sure. I know that Tom just told them he was fine. I guess he got a physical after he, you know, signed his contract when he was in New York. But, basically it was him and Alex Guerrero spending, 12, 14 hours a day trying to stabilize that knee. He said sometimes he'd go to bed with it all taped up and things like that. So they gave him a lot of time off the second half of the year. He took some days and he got through it. You know, he didn't make a big deal out of it. But
wait, do you think Bruce Arians knew that Tom Brady had a knee that needed surgery?
I think he knew that he had a problem, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know to what extent. Look, he was never on an injury report. We can get into that, but I think at the end of the day, he was never going to not play with it, right? He started with this same knee that he finished the season with. It wasn't something that was going to keep him out of a game. It's sort of like, don't ask, don't tell. You know, I don't think they wanted to know what was wrong with that, but he had worn a brace for 13 years, so he was still wearing one.
Also, when you sit down with Brady and you come to the COVID topic, and I was curious how surprised you were that Tom answered it, honestly, that he had COVID and maybe got it when they had the Super Bowl armada.
Yeah, well, you never ask a question you don't have an answer to, Dan. That's the key. And I sort of waited. We're running out of time because he gave me 14 of the best minutes of my life. So I had to ask at the end there as we were leaving. And he just, he was just wanted to move on. I think he said, yeah, I had it. And a lot of people got sick, I think, at the boat parade, not just the avocado tequila and stuff. But I think he felt like, it's in his past, and he just said, I'm worried. He turned, he blocked in bridge and said, I'm worried about this year because I think we're going to have a lot more problems with everything that's opened up, and even though guys are vaccinated, they're still going to get sick, and, we could have players missing games. And before they went to Houston, they had two, defensive tackles, and Ndamukong Suh being one of them that couldn't play in the preseason game. So, that's kind of what he's thinking about is how this can affect them going forward.
It sounds strange to say, but is this Super Bowl or bust?
With Tom Brady?
With the Buccaneers, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's a good season when you have this guy, right? I mean, it hasn't been done, since he did it 17 years ago, but that's why they're playing. And I don't think he's going to let them let off the gas. I mean, there's, a lot of talk about complacency and things like this. I mean, it's incredible, Dan. I mean, when you see what this guy's able to do, he told me his arm feels like he's 24. He's playing his 300th game today, 300th start or 300th game, and that sets up nicely because I think his 400th game will be against Arch Manning, who will be going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So, there's no slowdown in this guy. I'm telling you, if he feels healthy, and I've talked to Alex Grill about this, I think he's going to go beyond just this season and next season. It would not surprise me at all if that's the case.
Yeah, I know. I saw the quote from your column where he said, I feel like I'm 24. Usually that leaves you. When you ask a quarterback, what's the first thing that leaves you? They might talk about some sharpness. They might talk about, usually it's arm strength there. Is Brady throwing like he's 24?
Well, I wasn't there when he was 24. I saw him in a lot of Super Bowls, and everybody on that staff says he's throwing the ball as well as they can ever detect that he did on film. He's a guy, we talked about this, that he grew up and he always had elbow problems in baseball playing as a kid. He had elbow problems in Michigan, and that's how he got with Alex Guerrero because they were going to IR him at one point in New England. He went out there to California. He was working with Willie McGinnis, and he just says that, he's never had any problems since then, so his arm has been great, and the way he takes care of himself with TB12, he's got 34 guys on this roster going to TB12, which is a mile from the facility, getting worked on by body coaches each week. So it's you might have a bunch of Buccaneers playing until they're in their 40s.
Now, does the team pick up the tab for that?
It's a great question, Dan. You'll have to read the stories about that. I don't want to disclose everything just yet, but
okay.
I think the players do. I actually think that it's on the players. I know this, in New England they did.
Yeah. Although I don't think Bill liked that.
No, apparently not. That changed pretty quickly.
By the way, I know that you went through some lean years down there, but you've got it made now. I mean, come on. It's great to be in Tampa.
It's Tampa Bay.
My bad.
It is. We got the hockey team. This is a big night. I mean, after they won Super Bowl 37, to tell you how things go in Tampa, their greatest moment, right? They win 0-2 Super Bowl, and then we're at the owners' meetings, and they find out they've got to open at Philly. They're the only Super Bowl team before or since that's opened on the road. And that just fed right into John Gruden's paranoia. And we're at the owners' meeting. He's like, I'll tell you what, man. I'm around here singing, why, Eagles, why? You know what I mean? Why do we got to? So, yeah, it was. So this is a big deal. This is a really big deal.
That is well done. Are you surprised at all with what's happening or not happening with the Raiders with John Gruden?
Not surprised. Love John as a football coach. He's a terrible GM. He's got Mike Mayock, who's probably not getting to pull the strings. And I think John will stay and Mayock will go, and they'll bring in Bruce Allen. I mean, that's what he does. Mm. So terrific play caller, great motivator, likes the quarterback he doesn't have. I can go on and on, but I'm not surprised at all.
Have fun tonight. We'll be checking back in with you. Always great to talk to you, Rick.
Good to talk to you, Dan. Thanks.
That's Rick Stroud. He's done a great job covering the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Times. That was a really good John Gruden impersonation. I'll tell you what, man. Oh, that's good. All right, phone calls coming up. And the Danettes are going to offer hot takes. I have to decide if they are a hot take and how hot is said take. These are items that we'll look back in January on this memorable day, the opening night of the NFL season. Back after this. Did you know that major champs John Rahm and Phil Mickelson both play the Callaway Chrome Soft X golf ball? Callaway doesn't just make a better golf ball for the great golfers, major champs. No, they make a better golf ball for all of us. No matter what style of play, there's a better Chrome Soft golf ball for you. The original Chrome Soft is Callaway's number one selling tour ball because most golfers love the combo of incredible distance, soft feel, and short game control. And you normally don't get all three in one golf ball. Then there's Callaway's number one ball on tour, Chrome Soft X, the ball designed to give players precise shot workability and amazing greenside action. And if you want to hit bombs, there's Callaway's longest tour ball. It's the new Chrome Soft XLS. The LS is low spin, and you get long distance, max distance off the tee, but you maintain that tour level short game spin. Chrome Soft isn't just better for the major champions, big names. It's better for all of us. Find your Chrome Soft at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
And Yedlin. Lovely cross. Pepe! Pepe by name and Pepe by nature. The youthful exuberance of the teenager has fired the Americans into the lead.
They beat Honduras 4-1 in a World qualifying match. World Cup qualifying match. CBS Sports with the call there. I think Seton O'Connor probably had something to do with picking that. You
nope.
didn't?
Nope.
You was, did not?
That was all the backroom guys.
Really?
And they made the right decision.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations apply. All right, it's the hot take game. I don't do hot takes, but the Danettes do. And I'm going to judge how hot and is it a hot take? Todd, I'm going to start with you. Your hot take.
I have two. Do you want to hear both of them or
sure,
one first?
Why not?
Okay. First one.
Nobody follows the rules.
I know.
Here.
We got a little excited and we wanted to do
now
more.
Now you do two and then Paulie's going to do two.
Okay, that's fair. We'll get it in. I'll be quick.
All right, here we go.
Since he was so used to winning in college, Trevor Lawrence will grow increasingly frustrated with the Jaguars' ineptitude. He will make some big plays here and there, but it won't translate to wins. After week four loss at Cincinnati and being shown up by Joe Burrow, Urban Meyer, even more frustrated, makes a change under center. Enter C.J. Beathard week five at home against the Titans. What?
That's a hot take. That's
an extremely specific hot take, too.
Yes.
And the second one is Andy Dalton does surprisingly well through the first 5 weeks of the season. A close loss at the Rams opening night. They win at home versus the Bengals. Close win at the Browns. A dominant win at home against the Lions, but then a close loss at the Raiders. At 3-2, the Bears fans demand Justin Fields start week six at Soldier Field versus the Packers, but Matt Nagy stays with the Red Rifle for Bears-Packers week six.
You are on fire.
That's crazy talk.
They should have had Tuggle last.
It's a good thing that we're next to a fire department
here. I'm telling
you. They may have to bring out the hose. All right, McLovin.
I don't love mine, but here we go. The Houston Texans will not get the number one pick in next year's draft.
Whoa. Okay.
Because they're obviously intentionally tanking. They traded another guy today. But they're such an incompetent team that they won't be able to do that right. And we've never seen NFL teams, the Jets tried to do it last year. They have Tyrod Taylor, a quarterback, who we've seen scramble his way to three wins in his sleep. I say the Cincinnati Bengals have the number one pick.
Okay. All right. That's a hot take. That's a hot take because Texas, they're terrible. Seton O'Connor, hot take time.
I've kind of given you my hot take already. I think I gave it to you yesterday, but it's the only one that I have right now.
Yeah.
And that's Tom Brady is going to throw the most interceptions he's ever thrown in a season this year.
Which would be how many?
14 plus. So starting at 15.
The most he's ever thrown is 14?
I think so.
How many games has, this is his 300th regular season game. If I factor in all the playoff games, has Brady played two more seasons? He's got to be close to 30 playoff games. Wouldn't you think? With all of those Super Bowls? Yeah, Paul.
He's played and he has started 45 playoff games.
Oh, my God. He's got three seasons. Three more seasons.
He's won 34 playoff games.
Wow.
But Seton says he'll throw the most interceptions of his career.
This is the year.
Oh, that he goes off the edge?
He goes over the edge this year.
So, yep. Okay, this is the Max Kellerman year.
This is known as the Max Kellerman year because there's so much hype about they returned all of their starters and they've got the best wide receiving core and they're, you know, defending champions. It's pick central.
What if Dallas wins tonight? I know it feels like we're just like...
That's a hot take.
You're getting the chain.
I just throw it out there. That, like, there's no chance, right? Or very little chance that Dallas wins tonight, right?
No chance?
There is a chance.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't say no chance.
Why does it feel like there's so little chance? Because it's, an 8-point line or something, or seven?
I don't know. You know, you have weird feelings, premonitions sometimes with games where you go, it's like Kansas City against Tampa in the Super Bowl. Everybody was taking Kansas City. And I said, no, I'm taking the team that plays the best defense here and a guy that, you know, on a big stage has done well. I mean, it came down to, am I taking Tom Brady and that defense or am I taking Patrick Mahomes in that offense? And I took the Buccaneers. But there was just a premonition where I go, Brady's going to win this thing. I didn't think they'd blow him out, but Brady's going to win this. And it helped that the defense really won that. All right, Paulie, hot take time.
I wish I could have gone
get
first.
Get your hot takes. Who wants a hot take?
Mine are lukewarm. All right, the New Orleans Saints, 12-4 last year. New quarterback. The New Orleans Saints, a lot of excitement around them. They miss the playoffs this year. The New Orleans Saints do not make the playoffs.
Okay.
Hot.
Warm take, not a hot take.
All right, here's one more.
All right.
The Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
Turmoil in the offseason.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers will lose no games in their first 16 games. They will enter week 17, 16-0. Is that hot or not?
That's hot.
Okay.
That's stupid.
It feels hot to me.
It feels
that's hot.
That's scalding.
It feels stupid, but
makes up for the ice cold Saints thing.
I need some Neosporin on that. Yeah, the Saints was. Yeah. I didn't know we had to do two.
Yeah, you want some ice for that burn? Yeah. Okay.
The Neosporin of takes.
Okay. Yeah, the Saints not making the playoffs that's not hot.
They were 13-3. Were they 12-4?
Yeah, it's not hot.
Not hot.
No, it's not. It's warm. Lukewarm. Lukewarm.
Is there anyone out there named Lucas Warm?
I bet you there is a guy named Lukewarm.
I'll check.
I want to know if there was a woman named Anna Septic. For some reason, that came to mind the other day. Let me see. How about Sebastian in Tampa? Hey, Sebastian, what do you have for me today?
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go back to Seton's point about his hot take on Tom doing worse.
Okay.
But in a Bruce Arians offense, typically in year one, a QB struggles to grasp the offense, but year two has always proven to be better. If you go back to Carson Palmer and his Arizona years with Bruce Arians, year one was a down year, and then year two is when they started to take off. So Brady already threw 40 touchdowns in year one, and he threw 14 interceptions, or 12, I believe. So I'm not sure how that's going to pan out in year two when he actually understands the offense.
But how many interceptions did Jameis Winston throw his last year as the starting quarterback?
He threw 30 interceptions.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Sebastian. I mean, Tom and Jameis are different, but if you're going to say, yeah, you learned the offense, and he still threw 30.
Overconfident.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Update. There are three people in our country named Luke or Lucas Warren.
I'll hand out the hot take chain coming up the top of next hour. and Derek Jeter. I think his approach to his Hall of Fame speech was the wrong approach. I'll tell you about that coming up. And I make my Super Bowl pick next hour. One more item. We close out hour two. DraftKings, we're celebrating. The NFL is back starting tonight. The official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, DraftKings, has millions of reasons why you should be excited. To kick off the football season, DraftKings is giving new customers a free shot at $1 million top prize. They have a total of $4 million up for grabs tonight. Get in on tonight's action, and it's easy. Draft six players for the season opener. Stay under the salary cap. See how your team stacks up against the competition. Go to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now. Free shot at $1 million payday. Make sure you use the code Patrick. This week, new customers get that free shot at the $1 million top prize and $4 million in total prizes. Enter code Patrick and you get the free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit. So that's code Patrick only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Good luck.